Blog Talk Radio.
To know what your portion is. Your portion is good news, which is in the Word of God. Hallelujah. I want to share this. Someone asked me this morning a question, and they said, well, you know what? I believe in God, and it's easy to believe in God. I said, but do you really, really believe in God? They said they think they do. They think so. So I just thought I'd bring this to you all today because it blessed me. He said he thinks he does. So I asked him, Well, what's the problem? He said, I don't know God's will for my life. I said, that's interesting. You don't know God's will for your life. So I said to him, God's word is his will. If God's word is his will, then God's word is his will for you. So that's where it's at. It's in his word. But if you don't get in the word of God, you'll never know his will for you. And you can believe all you want to. You just won't know it. You just won't know. You won't have the knowledge of what his will is for you. Because see, you can't live by optical nerves. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, especially those that are in the Word of God who are doing the will of God. You can't do the will of God unless you're in the Word of God. Yeah, you thought I throw that out there. That's Evangelist or Pastor Bill, if she'll give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the lesson.
Amen, and good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Pastor, for that selection and also for those words, for us to receive them and pray about them. Amen, and let God direct us. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 2 Timothy 1 and verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're giving you thanks for your word, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God, for all things. We thank you for the listeners, those that are listening by internet. Thank you for all those that participate, Father God. We ask that, Father God, you will continue to have your way in our life as we tune our hearts and minds closer to you and hear this teaching of your holy word, Father God, that we can meditate on it day and night, Father God. So Lord, help us, Father God, in our everyday walk of life as we draw closer to you. Let us be the light, the shine, and bring lost souls to you, Father God. And Lord, we're just thanking you for the word. We're thanking you for loving us so much, Father God, that you gave your only begotten Son, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God, those in the hospitals, some may be at home, some may be in the nursing homes or assisted living, wherever they may be, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. So, Father God, help them, Father God, to receive this word in their heart, in their spirit, that they are able to stand firm on God's word. Lord, be with all those who are bereaved, those who are going through, Father God. We know, Father God, you are a comforter, you are a healer, and you can deliver us from any stress, any doubt, any unbelief. And Father God, we're trusting in you, Father God. And Lord, be with each and every one and be with our pastor as he continues to teach not only the word at noon, but even outside of the hour that you have blessed him with to teach us at the word of noon when he's ministering to other people day and night. Continue to use him mightily, Father God. And we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against him, try to hinder the word of God from going forth, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless each and every one, pleading the blood of Jesus on each and every one. And we just ask that you continue to have your way in our life. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. We're talking about restoration. We're talking about restoring the old man. And you want to be restored in God's love. And I'm going to put that out there because that's what you want. You want to be restored in God's love and not man's love. In God's way and not man's way. In God's way, not a theological way. You want to be restored in the love of God. And the only way that can happen, brothers and sisters, is in the Word of God. And you know what, by the way, it starts with integrity. Integrity.
Right.
We want our integrity restored. See,
yeah.
when God created us, we were at the highest level of the world. That's period. That's animals, that's man, that's everything. That was, not man, but spirits. When God created us, to be like him, we was at the highest level. The Bible says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? You made him yet a little lower than the angels, but you crowned his head. God gave us all these beautiful things to enjoy until man sinned. But he had the highest level of integrity.
Yeah.
I just thought that was so beautiful. So today I want to talk about God restoring integrity. See, because before you can go any further with this, you have to know what God have actually did for us. So we're going to talk about today restoration, being restored. He restored our integrity. So let's start with Psalms 25 and 20 and 21. Well, we'll start with 25 and 21 first, and we'll go from there. Evangelist Sharon, would you read Psalms 25 and 21 for us?
Yes, Pastor.
And read 22, too. I'm sorry. Read 21 and 22. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for that selection, Pastor Busy. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell, and all the listeners. And thank you for that beautiful prayer and news, Pastor Bell. 25 and 21 and 22 in the King James reads as follows. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Amen.
Amen, amen. Send a message by Paul. Use all your skills to put me together. I want to see your finished product. God, give your people a break from this run of bad luck. Amen.
I don't 100% agree with that word luck, but with the understanding that someone was going through something and they needed to be restored, see? And the writer is saying integrity and honesty will protect me because I wait for you. As I'm being restored, I'm waiting on you. So he cries out and says, rescue Israel, O God, from all of its trouble. So God wants to rescue us from all of our trouble, and he does it through integrity, okay? So if ever we needed powerful forces to preserve us in this life, they are integrity and uprightness. That's what's going to preserve us. So the psalmist asked for these two protection, or if I should say protection, he wanted to be protected. He chose to use the word integrity and uprightness to protect him. Uprightness make us learn God's requirement and strive to fulfill them. Integrity brings what we say we are, keep us from claiming to be upright while living as we do not know God. So uprightness says this is the shepherd's way. See, remember, we said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Remember the 23rd Psalms? And what does it say? That he restores us. He, mm-hmm. When you acknowledge that God is your shepherd, it becomes mm-hmm. a shepherd way. And integrity mm-hmm. says, I will walk in that way. That's what integrity says. So, God expects us to be honest. Mm-hmm. I heard somebody say, God expects for us to be professional. Well, that may be true, but I know we expect perfection. That I know. Nonstop. Mm-hmm. Honesty. You can't be honest one day and not honest the next day. Not all with right. God. Because you got to be mm-hmm. honest with yourself. So integrity will always preserve us if you walk in it. According to mm-hmm. Psalms 41 and 2. So let's look at Psalms 41 and 2, please.
In the King James, it reads as follows, Psalms 41 and 2. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. God looks after us all, makes us robust with life. Let me read that again. God looks after us all, makes us robust with life. Amen, amen.
Maybe that's not. Well, what I'm looking for is, that's pretty much it right there. 41 and 12, you got to hear this with your spirit to really get this. He says, and as for me, the uprightness, is that what you read, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes, Pastor. Let me check and be sure. I don't want to say yes. No, I read Psalm 41 and 2, not 12.
Could you read 12 for me, please?
Yes, Pastor. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity and setteth me before the face forever, thy face forever. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, you know me inside and out. You hold me together. You never fail to stand me tall in your presence so I can look you in the eye. Amen.
So he said, you defend my integrity and you set me in the presence forever. If you're going to be in God's presence, brothers and sisters, you don't go to no building.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now.
Yeah, in his presence, there is integrity. Can't operate with God unless you operate in integrity. You got to operate in uprightness, in truth. Mm-hmm. So he says, uphold all my integrity and set it me before thy face forever. The Bible says a liar can't tarry in his sight. So we want to be restored in integrity. Why? So God can restore us. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, for everlasting and to everlasting. And he says, amen and amen. It deserved that.
Yeah.
See, God give grace to get us up on our feet. He give us that grace to put us on our way. You may not see it. You may not know it. But listen, brothers and sisters, I don't care. At the end of the day, it was God's grace. Now, he got us where he need us, then we have to play our part. You have to know, when you're dealing with integrity, God expects for you to do your part. So he will restore us, Integrity demands excellence. That's what I should say. Excellence. Y'all have to excuse me sometime. And I don't know why, but just thank God for whatever reason. I be wanting to say things. Sometimes I have to slow down. Integrity demands excellency. It's period. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The same yesterday, today, and forever. God doesn't change. He doesn't let you off the hook because your name is Lewis Beasley. You don't get off the hook for that.
Amen, amen.
He requires us to be in his word constantly. You don't get a vacation from him. You still have to allow the word to dwell in you. The same behind. Yeah, see, God is just, integrity demands quality. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he requires the same behind the curtain as in front of the curtain.
All right.
You know, sometimes they go away and they want to let their hair down. Because I've thought about that, and I did that before. But God said, you know what, I don't care where you at. You can be in France. God expects integrity. You
That's
can be
right.
down the street from your house. God expects integrity. You can be on vacation. God expects for you to be a Christian no matter where you're at, to be like him, represent him, and you get a chance to witness. God expects that. Sometimes denying yourself isn't necessary to remember Ephesians 6 and 8, and we'll go there for a moment. But I just want you to know we're talking about integrity. I wanted to say integrity at the highest level because that's where God is at. If we're going to deal with God in a spiritual way, face to face, he requires us to remember Ephesians 6 and 8.
And in the King James, it reads as follows, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Christ a servant, doing what God wants you to do, and work with a smile on your face, always keeping in mind that no matter who happens to be giving the orders, you're really serving God. Good work will get you good pay from the master, regardless of whether you are slave or free. Amen.
Yeah. So you don't obey them only while you being watched. See, a lot of people that was in church building, they know as long as they're in the church building, they this, that, and the third. They got to watch it because God looking at them. Or as long as they're around their boss man or their boss lady.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to act with integrity. I don't care who's around.
That's right.
You got to act like you want to, you know, do God's will no matter what. So when people see you, they'll know that you're not a slave to sin, but rather you're a slave to Christ because you don't have to act like that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So God expects for us to belong to Christ. This going to hurt, brothers and sisters, but. And my daddy used to say, toot it up. God expects for us to be a slave to Christ 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
And I don't care if it's around your best buddy. I don't care if it's around your best friend. I don't care if it's around your old lady. I don't care if it's, it doesn't matter if you're around your old man or not. God expects for you to have Christ written across your forehead.
And
expect for us to have a deeper desire to do what God wants us to do.
That part, yeah.
Engaging,
amen.
That's engaging in integrity. No one else is good. Doesn't matter. We should do the same. See, that's when you know you operating in integrity.
Yeah.
Also, I like Psalms 11, but at Proverbs 11, I'm sorry, in Proverbs 11 and 3. In Proverbs, I wrote that wrong, 11 and 3.
Okay,
because you have to make that decision.
Follows.
Can't nobody make that decision for you. You have to make that decision. You have to allow the Spirit of God to rule your life. You have to do that. So in Proverbs, I said 11 and 3. So, yeah, let's do that one. Okay.
In King James, it reads as follows. Integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perseverance of transgressors shall destroy them. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the integrity of the honest keep them on track. The devourers of crooks brings them to ruin.
Read that one more time, Pastor, please.
Yes, Pastor. The integrity of the honest keeps them on track. The deviousness of crooks bring them to ruin. Amen.
See,
wow.
Integrity will guide you in the right path. That's truth. That's honesty. That's grace. Integrity is what you want to guide you.
Yeah.
I like to say, any decent person want integrity to guide them. They don't want that riffraff and all that other crazy stuff to guide them. People being hypocritical. You don't want that to guide you. You want a hypocrisy. You don't want that stuff to guide you. You don't want to be guided by the way of the world. Don't pick up the newspaper and say, okay, this is my horoscope, and this is what I'm going to do for the day. No, you want to get in the Word of God and allow God to show you a scripture. Allow God to guide you. Integrity.
Amen. Yeah.
Keep you on the right track. You get out of integrity, you're going to be on the wrong track. It doesn't matter what's going on, brothers and sisters. I had a friend one time. She had a friend that didn't never want to tell the truth. So she know all the time when he got ready to open his mouth, it was going to be a lie. But just, you don't live like that.
Amen.
That's not integrity. You want to be able to, when a person say something, you know they're telling the truth, and if not, they're going to correct it. It doesn't matter if they tell you they're going to the store and they change their mind and say, you know, I didn't go to the store. I'm headed to the park. That's integrity.
Yeah.
Not to allow the enemy to take that over. Because eventually what will happen, it will bring you to ruin. That's a crooked way.
Yes.
I used to tell people about this little joke I had where people that operate and crooked stuff that can never get it straight. Operate, but I'm not going there today. I want you to know how important it is to have your profile headlined with integrity. I know I can trust Pat. I know what she says is the truth. ever had a, my best friend I ever had in the whole wide world. His name was Brother Frank, as far as a man is concerned. It was Brother Frank.
Yeah.
Brother Frank said, whatever, if he told me, Pastor, your child went to the right, and anybody else, no matter who they were, if they said, no, I mean everybody had ever been in my life, if Brother Frank said, Pastor, your child went to the right, I don't care what somebody else say, I'm going to the right.
Amen.
Because when I saw this man, I knew I can depend. Yeah, he was human. He was like us. He sweat. He eat. He bleed. He do all that. You know. But let me tell you what. He was a spiritual man who was living in a human body. But that did not stop integrity. He was rich in integrity. He walked upright. Yeah. And I'm afraid let me tell you what. This way is a perfect way. Integrity, that's a perfect way.
Yes.
Amen.
But the wicked can't go that way. You know, the wicked is people who are wanting you to believe a lie. Just a matter of time. The Bible says they shall soon be. You don't know when that's going to be, but you know it's going to soon be. It's going to happen.
Amen.
Amen. Sooner than later.
That's
Amen.
Why you want to walk in integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about Peter, and you got to almost see this out the Amplified Bible, but because your decisions are already made. You have to make a decision where you're going to walk in or the way you're going to walk in or go the way of integrity. In 1 Peter 4:1-2.
Okay. In the King James, it reads as follows. 1 Peter 4:1-2. As much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, are yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. 1 Peter 4:1-2 from the Message Bible. Since Jesus went through everything you're going through and more, learn to think like him. Think of your sufferings as a weaning from that old sinful habit of always expecting to get your own way. Then you'll be able to live out your days free to pursue what God wants instead of being transnized by what you want. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Christ have suffered for us physical.
I don't know what word it
is. So that same attitude as a person who have suffered physically, no longer living that way. At some point in time, you'll come to know that when you're going down that road, what is the end result? See, Galatians 6:7 is not a joke, brothers and sisters. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. You don't have to be, so don't be deceived now.
Amen.
I can tell people, sow to the Spirit.
Oh,
see, because you go to the church. Building don't mean you're sowing to the Spirit. Because you're going around telling people you're a child of God, doesn't mean you're sowing to the Spirit. To sow to the Spirit, you have to sow to the Word of God. Then you're going to reap from the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, our attitude means so much to God. And yes, you're going to have human desire. But you can't continue to fulfill the lust of the flesh. At some point in time, you have to be guided by what God wants you to do other than your flesh.
Amen.
A lot of times I had to put the brakes on it. No, no. So sometimes your flesh will tell you, I ain't finna do that. And God tells you, hey, do good to them that despitefully use you. And the enemy said, well, you know what, you're getting dragged back. No, you're not. You're going to obey the word of God, period.
Amen.
And
let
you,
you
don't have to be ugly toward people, but then again, you don't have to be in their company, because the Bible says, flee the very appearance of evil. Not to go toward it, but to flee from it.
Amen.
You can't continue to walk toward evil and think integrity is at the end of that rope. It's not there. That's for unbelievers.
Yeah.
That's what unbelievers like to do. They like to think, oh, it's gonna be okay. I'm gonna walk this right, and then you're not as smart as I am, and you don't know where I've been, you don't know what I know, and da da. And they go through all of this. But brothers and sisters, it's so elementary. If you sow, you're going to reap. So whatever you're sowing, expect a harvest from that. You can't continue to do bad, 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 and expect to get good. It's not going to work. That's not the law of God. That's not the laws of integrity. That's why he said we should no longer live the rest of our time in the flesh to lust a man, but to do the will of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the way. That's the way. But if you never get in there, I probably got people on this broadcast. They probably listen to me. I know I got a couple online. They listen to me, and they don't ask questions. I have a bunch of people on here that does ask questions, and I thank you. But I just want to show it to you in the Word. So if I seem to be a little slow about answering you, God is teaching me integrity. And that integrity is, I want God to show you the truth. I don't want to just tell you it's true. I don't want to just bombard you with a whole lot of stuff. I want you to know what truth is, and then I want you to hear it right from God.
Yeah.
And if God, my job is to show it to you in the Word. Your job is to receive it. See, we have a job, and then God got a job. When they got hungry and they didn't know what to do, and their job was to go tell the Lord, then the Lord's job was, okay, what you got? They got two fish, five body loaves. Their job was to hand it over to Jesus. And Jesus' job was to take fish and make fish. Jesus' job was to take bread, make bread. If you're dealing with something, Lord, restore me in that area. Since we're talking about integrity, you know, sometimes integrity, and we won't talk about it today, but integrity is part of God's fruit.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm. See, when you give God that thing, when you give God, truly give God that thing, we'll begin to bear the fruits that he wants us to bear.
That's right. Amen.
I'm going to do two more scriptures, and we're going to call it a day. But in Colossians 1, 9 and 10, Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 9 and 10,
in the King James, it reads as follows. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Send a message, Bible. be assured that from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds and spirits attuned to his will, and so acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works. We pray that you'll live well for the Master, making him proud of you as you work hard in his orchard. As you learn more and more how God works, you will learn how to do your work. Amen. Praise
that,
God.
I just want you to hear that in your spirit. Because in Colossians 1:9-10, see, you got to understand, Paul loved Timothy, as it goes. But then he says to all the faithful brethren. So it just wasn't just Timothy that he was writing and addressing this to. He wanted the grace of God to be upon everybody, and especially those that was in Christ. He began to thank the Father for all of his goodness and how he had blessed him with revelation knowledge, and that he wanted everyone to know that we're to operate in that spirit of love. And what that means is this, brothers and sisters. He said, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. People you know who have received the word of God and walking in that way, don't stop praying for them. Don't go by the optical nerve. Go by what the spirit of love say. Go by what God says. You're not to stop praying for them. Since you've heard that they're into the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about being in some building. I'm not talking about professing to be. No, I'm talking about when you know that their spirit, you want them to be filled with the knowledge of his will. You know, I started out the broadcast talking about God's will. You want him to be filled, or her to be filled, with the knowledge of his will. Through every kind of spiritual wisdom that's available for them. You want that person to walk worthy. You want that person, and it's predicated on your prayers. As quiet as hell. God expects for us. And every time I look around, I'm just seeing expectancy. Because, see, this is part of God restoring us. He restored us with spiritual knowledge. So that we'll know the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Not worldly understanding, but spiritual understanding. And the only way you get that spiritual understanding is through the word of God, that they might walk worthy of the Lord. See, my desire is that everybody on this broadcast walk worthy unto the Lord and pleasing him, that you'll bring forth in every work the fruits from the Spirit. I'm talking about fruit from the Spirit, because if you're doing this fruit from the Spirit, believe me, when I tell you that in the Word of God, John, who was the beloved, who he is and was the beloved disciple, said something one time. He said, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and those things that are pleasing in his sight. And sometimes you got to ask yourself this question. And by the way, that's in the Bible, brother and sister, I'm telling you. Whatsoever we ask of him, we receive from him. And I tell people all the time, you don't have it because you don't ask for it. But if you ask for restoration, if you ask for wisdom, if you ask for, and because you're going to keep his word, God is going to keep his word. You know why? Because he know you're trying to please him. But it ain't really hard to understand, because you can almost understand some of this stuff in the natural. You know, a lot of times when people pleasing you, you want to please them, or you should. That should be what's in your spirit. So can you imagine you pleasing God?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing what is pleasing in his sight? Forget man. Forget about man. I'm talking about, are you really doing what's pleasing in God's sight? Are you practicing that real love? See, when you practice real love, you love God. Because that's his first commandment. That's the very first commandment.
Mm-hmm.
Is to love him. How you going to love him when you're not doing? And see, that's when integrity pops back up. Because God knows and you know. You can tell me all day long, well, you don't know what I'm doing. This is to say, oh, that, because pastor's in Ohio. I don't see her. But, hey, God got eyes on you. And it ain't about me. It's about God.
Amen. Let's say that, Pastor.
See?
Yeah.
It's about what God sees. And he sees you.
Yeah.
See, those who obey Christ's commandment, they're living in God. And God is living in them because they're in the Word. Does that mean that you're not going to make me? No, there's a lot of time. But God have come back with, but you can't continue to dwell in that. You have to make up in your mind where you're going to dwell, either in him or in you. Uh-oh, I didn't say that one, did I?
Amen.
And he that keep his commandment dwells in him. And he in him. That's the way that works.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we know that we are abiding in the Spirit, brothers and sisters. This is how we know that we are living the life that Christ had paid for us and desired for us. I told that brother, I said, just practice being in the Word of God. If you make up in your mind that you're going to be in the Word of God, I don't care what time of day it is, you get in that and hold to them scriptures, whichever one it is. But you can't walk around every day and not get in the Word of God. And every time a situation comes, you run to your vomit like a dog does. You can't do that. See, folk got friends they run to. They got family members they run to. They got a husband or wives or boyfriend, girlfriend. No, run to the Word of God. It's his commandments we have to keep. It's his commandments we have to keep. It's his will. That's what God wants us living at. That's when you know you have integrity because you're going to the source in his word. And this ain't something you say, this is something you do. This is nothing you admire. Sounds good. Oh, Pastor, that sure sounds good. Well, so what? Are you doing it? That's where the rubber meet the road. It's when you're doing it. I could have wanted this peanut porridge all morning. I could have wanted it. But it would have never got made unless I got in there and made it. Some things, brother and sister, you have to do. You can admire, you can look, you can think. But until you actually do it, it ain't happening. That's period.
Amen. That's right.
But I wanted to make it. I wanted to do this. It was in me. So for me to have, I have to do it. So James 1:22 said, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. If any man a hearer only, he deceives himself." You can't blame that on nobody. You got to bite the bullet on that one, because you're not in the word. Don't expect, because God doesn't. He chastised me a couple of times, and I'm tired of getting chastised by him, too. He told me, he said, when people got all these questions, if they don't have time to get in my word and you show it to them, he said, don't even talk to them. Leave it alone. See, you got a lot of people who don't want to get in the word of God. Satan won't let them. He want to keep them blind. They don't want to know what the good news is. They don't want to know that. They haven't developed. I may have to talk about that. We may have to develop integrity. You know, integrity is something you can develop.
All right. Amen. Amen.
See, if you were like God, you can't lie. You just can't lie. Doesn't matter the consequences. So we have to develop that. I know I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to get flexible. But you know what? It's all good. Because, hey, one thing about it, I'm striving for that integrity.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So when somebody, I know, brothers and sisters, I know what somebody's going to tell me. You ain't God. I know I'm not God. But let me tell you this. I was made in his image. So I'm going to start trying. I want to be restored to that area. Because
yes.
When he first made me, he didn't make me with no lies in me.
That's right.
So I need to be restored in that area. You feeling me now? Yeah. See, we want to be restored just like God planned for us. That's his plan for us, to act like him, look like him, be like him. That's his plan. Now, our plan has to be, okay, Lord, that's what you want from me. Oh, you want me to dress up like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to be done, and anybody have anything they want to make a comment on, you can. But if anyone ever tell you, pastor, evangelist, or anybody else, anybody ever tell you, you know, you look good in that outfit right there, and you knew they were sincere.
Yeah.
It makes you want to wear it again, right? It makes you want to wear it again. God told me I look good in his grace.
Hallelujah.
I saw that in the word of God. He said, you look good in my grace.
Hallelujah.
I got to look for that. I want to be in his grace all the time. I want to be in his truth all the time. See, because God ain't going to lie.
Yes.
He don't have no reason to be trying to hype me up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm his
child. Yes.
But anyway, I declare unto you that God is love, and that's what he is, and he's operating in integrity. And if you're going to exist with God, you're going to have to exist tied in knot with integrity.
Amen.
Anyone else have any comments?
Praise God. Well, Pastor, I'd like to read those first three scriptures that you had given us on integrity from God's word. So that first one was Psalms 25, verses 21 and 22. It says, integrity and honesty will protect me because I wait for you. And verse 22 said, rescue Israel, O God, from all its troubles. But mainly that 21st verse, it said, integrity and honesty will protect me because I wait for you. And then in Psalms 41 and verse 12, it says, you defend my integrity and you set me in your presence forever. Amen. And then the other one.
That was Psalms what, 41?
Psalms 41 and verse 12. It says, you defend my integrity and you set me in your presence forever. And
what
then
did that
we
say
have.
What did that say in the Messenger Bible?
Let me get back to the Message Bible.
Because I think in that King James, that's what it talks about. As for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So did you want us to read it from the King James, Pastor, or you just?
No, when you said that, I was trying to think what chapter that was. I mean, what verse and chapter that was. Yeah, sure, read it, man. Yeah. If Evangelist Sharon don't mind, could you read that? Was that 12th verse?
Yes, 41, Psalms 41 and verse 12.
Yeah.
Yes, praise God. Psalm 41 and verse 12 in the King James reads as follows. Mm-hmm. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and setteth me before thy face forever. Amen.
Amen. And so in the Message Bible, you know me inside and out. You hold me together. You never fail to stand me tall in your presence so I can look you in the eye. Amen.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Praise God. And then from God's Word in Proverbs 11:3, it says, integrity guides decent people, but hypocrisy leads treacherous people to ruin. Amen.
Amen. That read that one more time. That's a powerful scripture right there, Pastor.
Amen. It says, and this is from God's Word, integrity guides decent people, but hypocrisy leads treacherous people to ruins. And that's Proverbs 11 and verse 3.
Amen, amen.
Amen. So, yes, I just said wanted to read that out of those scriptures out of God's Word because it tells us integrity and what it'll do, you know. So I like that when Pastor was sharing with us, you know, we're going to be like God, then God doesn't lie, and neither should we. So we have to study God's Word. You got to stay in God's Word to know what God wants us to do and how he wants us to be. And someone had told me that years ago about integrity, and I never did understand that. I remember looking it up in the dictionary, and I had to ask the Lord to show it to me. But the more I'm in his word, then he letting me know. So now I understand what they were saying years ago. Praise God. So thank you, Pastor, for sharing that.
You know, God wants us to be like him. And I don't know why they just keep slapping my head. God said, be like me. Be like me. Get like me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I guess that's another reason God had me on this lesson about restoration. God restores back to, so we can be like you. See, when sin hit mankind, you're talking about a hurricane, it knocked man off his whole being. In certain ways, that man lost his mind.
Yeah.
That's why we got to have the mind of Christ now. Why you think he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ? Because you lost yours.
Amen, amen.
If your mind was good enough, he would never tell you to have the mind of Christ. He would never tell you that.
All right.
So sin caused us to lose everything. So everything has to be restored. That's God's plan. Yeah. God has a plan of restoration. It's a process. If it could have been done overnight or could have been done with one leg, brothers, we would have never made it into the 21st century. God would have took care of that thousands and thousands of years ago, but it was a process for our seed and our seed.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to tell you something else, and then I'm going to be done because Pastor brought that back up. God takes care of us in the midst of our mess to wherein when we're walking in integrity, he'll protect the integrity that we're walking in. And he won't protect no mess, but he will protect. What was that? Was that in the Messenger Bible you said, Pastor? Where God protect our integrity. Was that in the Messenger Bible? Why am I thinking that was in the Messenger? I know it was in God's Word.
Yeah. God's Word. That was what, Proverbs? I believe it was.
Was that Proverbs?
Integrity guides decent people. But hypocrisy leads treacherous people to ruins.
No, he was saying that my, he was saying my, he would protect my integrity.
Yes. Okay. That was, that was in God's word. Psalms 25 and verse 21 says, integrity and honesty will protect me because I wait for you.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm going to go back over there. But it says something about my integrity. And you have read that. But let me tell you why this is so much, so important. Because God wants to protect our integrity around family members. And especially around our children and grandchildren. God wants to protect that integrity so that they can always look up. Our evangelist Sharon was telling me how she teach her grandchild, how important prayer was. So that's integrity.
Yes.
That sticks with that child. So the first thing this child says, let's say grace. That's integrity. Where'd she get that from? See, these are the things that stays with our children. And in other words, my integrity. So that was her. What I'm trying to show you is that God protect us in that area. So when a child see that they parent, grandparent, whoever, say grace. When they're around you, believe me, that's the first thing come to their mind. That's integrity. And you want God to protect that you've established. And you know that works the other way too, because one of soon that child figure out you lying, they gonna know.
They'll let you know. That's right.
They gonna let you know. So it's important, brothers and sisters, that our integrity follow us, just like mercy and grace follow us. You want integrity to follow you.
Amen.
But you made a statement, and I don't know what that was. I saw it said my integrity. I was trying to figure it out. But anyway, thank you so much for bringing that. Anyone else, just press 1, or if anyone else that's on the broadcast like to have anything, that last word, that I got to get a word for that segment, but it's like, you know, you wanted to say something, and, man, I wish I had said that. I wish I had said that. So that's what we're doing right now. I wish I had said that. You can see it right now.
Amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Esther, you had brought up the one scripture where you were talking about in John. What was we sharing about John? Oh, when you were talking about the commandment. 1 John, well, it was two places. It was St. John also. It says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then in 1 John, it was saying, which verse? 1 John chapter 3, verse 22 says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And herein by we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. So you were sharing that about when we ask, you know, we ask it, and if that is one of his commandments. You were saying that John had said, that John was telling us that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Man.
You know, we're going to be without excuse. Some people may be able to have an excuse, but we that are part of the Word at Noon, you'll have to be responsible for the things you hear on this broadcast. Because it ain't my word, God's word. It ain't for me. It's for you and God. Just like it, yes. I take it personally that this is for me and God. You know, I just take anything. Like Paul was talking about in the book of Colossians when he said, I always remember you guys in prayer. I mean, that's important to me because I learned something.
Yeah.
God said, you always pray for those people that you know who've gotten into the word of God. I'm praying for you. Those that have been enlightened, see, that's personal to me.
Amen.
Now, only to all the saints that are faithful in Christ, I'm praying for you. You may not know it.
Yes.
I may not tell you. But this is part of my daily routine every day. Lord, let their eyes become open to the truth. Let their desire to be that of your word.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
If you elevate the word will elevate you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If you put the word down, make it second place in your life, then that's where you're going to be at. But when you put God's word up, then God puts you up. And that has nothing to do with anything tangible, anything financially, anything in the flesh. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with you being in God's presence.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I sure thank you all for having an extended Word at Noon. I just love it. I love it when we have these extended Words at Noon because I remember a lot of times we wanted to do that and time would run out. Pastor would text me or call me and say, Pastor, that was good, but we just ran out of time.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. A couple of others say the same thing. I'm making mention to Pastor because I know she don't mind me saying her name. But we have a couple of others. You know what? I wish we could have just stayed on that note right there. So, boy, that was good. Well, brother and sister, I thank God for the opportunity to be able to stay on that. And enjoy the moment.
Yes. Amen. 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 As I just want to read Colossians 9 and 10 from God's word. And then I'm going to hush. I'm going to try to hush anyway.
Yeah.
But it says, for this reason, we have not stopped praying for you since the day we heard about you. We ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through every kind of spiritual wisdom and insight. We ask this so that you will live the kind of lives that prove you belong to the Lord. Then you will want to please him in every way as you grow in producing every kind of good work by this knowledge about God. Amen, amen. Yeah, that just sums up what you were saying, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yes, amen.
Awesome. Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate that. We can't stop praying for one another, brothers and sisters, and especially those that we gain knowledge through. And we have to continue to let others be filled with the knowledge, spiritual things. Mm. Now, spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
Spiritual wisdom. That's what I'm telling you. God done, he done chastised me and told me, said they ain't got time to get into the word of God and understand the spiritual. Don't even be trying to answer no question. So there's a lot of people, they don't think I'm being ugly, but I'm not. I'm just going to have to start walking in obedience. Because God is restoring me, and I know to be restored, if I'm not going to do this little bitty thing, how I expect for him to do the big thing? I ain't doing the little things. So he's going to restore me with the little things and the big things. So, but it starts with that one little thing. Then it starts with something. Because it's about developing. I'm going to have to talk about developing the integrity of the Word of God. We have to develop in that area. That's part of restoring. That's renewing our minds. That's how you're getting restored. You're becoming whole again. We becoming whole again. Well, I better hush, Pastor, because I could go on and on and on and on. And,
I'm with you. I know. Ooh. Amen.
Amen. Okay.